Hey, folks, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, it's here in Southern California, and that means it's another hour of the Andy and Amanda Show, live from the United States and the UK. Hey, grab your vodka, your tequila, your beer, whatever it might be, and enjoy. It's the Andy and Amanda program. Thank you. Thank you so much. Live. Yes, we're here. Yes. It is 5 o'clock somewhere today, right now. It's right now, well, it's 12 o'clock here. It's 8 o'clock in UK. It's 3 o'clock in New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to spend, we're spending the next hour. This is the Andy and Amanda Show. We decided we would spend the next hour just telling what time it is. At the signal. You're down on the show and you want to know what time it is. And every minute we're telling what time it is in different sections of the world. So you just dial into the show. You want to know what time it is. You set your clocks, whatever. You call our show.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. It does be like a talking clock.
No, I am most of the day anyway. Well, what time is it? Oh, it's this time. Okay, okay.
Well, I was going to go
to
Mark. I'm doing great, man. How are you? How's it going there, right? We missed you Friday.
Yeah, all good. Oh, yes, I know. I missed you guys too. Wow.
We had a terrific guest on. I mean, really great. Great guy celebrated his 90th birthday on Saturday by the name of Rodney Robb, who was responsible for the careers of actors such as Aubrey Plaza, John Gallagher, who else? A bunch of others. He named them. But there are a bunch of others that he trained when they were just entering the acting realm, and they went on to become very well-known actors.
Wow.
His wife and son run this this fascinating conversation, but his wife and son run a management company. They manage really significant actors, and also they produce his son produces content, speculative content, and presents it to networks. And he got a program picked up just a few years ago by ABC Disney called Something Mermaid. I forget. Well, I haven't seen it yet. I don't even know what happened to it. But just to get
a pilot
picked up.
I know the one you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's Rodney Robb. Yeah, yeah. So that was his. Yeah.
Incredible. Wow. So
that was a great conversation, And Justine Kimball stepped in for you, my daughter.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy yourself? Mm-hmm.
I said, you don't sound like Amanda. She said, well, I'm not. You're not Amanda.
Oh.
That's just Andy and Amanda. You're not Amanda. Yeah, so I told her, I said, Amanda can't make it. Why don't you call in? Call in. Come on.
Yeah.
That was very nice of her. And not only that, but she was a student of Rodney's. So that was kind of cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
She,
yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Speaking
incredible.
Of acting careers. Yeah, she's gone on to do acting work and music, and it's pretty kind of cool what's going on with her career. It's kind of cool. But anyway.
That's amazing. Yes.
This is the Monday show.
It is
another Monday. I can't believe it's another Monday. We had a somewhat of a pre-Thanksgiving dinner last night. It was so much fun with turkey and all this stuff and gravy. And you don't have Thanksgiving there, do you? You have
we don't have Thanksgiving. No.
You have Halloween.
We have you do too, though.
Oh.
I was like, wait a minute. we don't have it, but I appreciate the whole aspect of, the whole beauty of Thanksgiving. I understand the story. And,
so
you know,
I know what I'm going to do for you. The day will come when we do get together and you will be here. I mean, I don't know when, but it will happen. We know it's going to happen. And when it does, I'm going to make you an amazing Thanksgiving dinner with turkey and stuffy and cranberry sauce and gravy and a sweet potato casserole and, you know, yes.
That sounds incredible. I will be absolutely honored. Absolutely honored. You're making my mouth water. I'm getting really hungry right now. It's a good way to end the show, but maybe not start it.
Maybe not.
I'll be sat here like muting my mic because my tummy will be rumbling.
Oh my gosh.
No, that sounds amazing. Absolutely amazing. So that's what you had yesterday or day before?
Last night.
When was it?
Yeah, I had my
last
mom
night.
Over. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow!
And it's like it was nice and yeah, because my daughter left this morning to go back east. She's going to New York, and then we'll be going to. She's got a high school reunion, which we encouraged her to go to her fifth high school reunion or whatever. Philly, the day after Thanksgiving, and as much as
yeah.
the family to be together. And my other daughter is going to stay in school in New York, upstate New York, because of the didn't give enough time off to make it worth her coming back to California for just a couple of days to go back. So. She's going to my sister's in outside of Philadelphia, and my other daughter, Justine, who stepped in for you Friday, is going to be there because she's going to go to a high school reunion the day after. So they're all both my daughters will be at my sister's, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And they're all close. Aww. They're all really close. It's like, you know, close family. It's like, same thing, same kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. And then what I'm going to make, and then for Thanksgiving, I guess I'm going to McDonald's.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me a Big Mac.
Oh, wow. Big Macs. You know, they've gone downhill here in the UK. They used to be really good.
I think given a choice, I'm not a fan of fast food, period. I mean, do I have it occasionally, a couple times a year, whatever? Yeah, you know, but
yeah.
I regret it every time I do. But anyway, can we talk? But anyway, where's my Taylor Swift shirt? If I had to choose, you know, a hamburger from a fast food, well, In-N-Out is amazing. It's a separate category all by itself. And we have them just on the West Coast here.
Yeah.
And maybe I think as far east as Nevada, Utah, maybe Arizona, I think, but they don't, the West, I'll tell you about them in a minute. But anyway, so forget them because they're kind of regional, but given the big giant ones, the McDonald's, blah, 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 I am a big fan of the grilled, of the Burger King burgers, you know, the Burger King.
Yes. I happen to
they're
agree.
They're much, much better than McDonald's. I mean, you can't even compare.
Yes.
You can't even compare.
No.
You know?
You really can't.
Mm-mm. And I've got an app for Burger King. So I get, I look at, if I'm ever going to go there, again, it's rare. But if I ever do, I go to my phone and you get like two junior Whoppers and two French fries for $5, that kind of thing, you know. I'm thinking, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good deal.
Nice.
And the French fries are much better than McDonald's, too. And they use vegetable oil for the French fries. There's if somebody's vegan or something, they can have Burger King French fries. You can't have McDonald's because...
That's good. I'm disappointed with McDonald's fries as well. Nah, they're like cardboard to me now when I eat them. If they're perfectly fresh and really hot, they can be incredible. But I don't know. They're just left just that, like, you know, for too long. That's it. And
oily and cardboardy and just, you know, Burger King. I think Burger King, hands down, has got it over McDonald's. That's my opinion. I'd like to hear yours. We didn't give out a number yet. Let's talk. We're talking fast food restaurants here on the Andy and Manny Show. Not that we meant to. It's 515-605-9888 is how you get hold of us and join the conversation. Love to have you on board. What's on your mind? How was your weekend? Blah, blah, blah. You know. Whatever I'm going to talk about, we're here to
absolutely
talk about with you for the next hour. Yes. So
yes, anyway, it's been a while since I've been there. Sorry. Yeah.
Yes, me too. Me too. It's been a while. I was. What you would call fast food places that are local or regional to the UK? Do you know, like, what? Forget McDonald's and Burger King. I mean, what's?
We don't really have. If we do, I'm not aware of it because I'm not really a big person. I get, you know, the odd takeaway here and there. But, I mean, we've had a lot of businesses from all over the world join. So, obviously, we've always had McDonald's. We used to have, what were they called? It begins with W. It's not Wendy's, nothing like that. I'm trying to think of the name it was back in the day. Wimpy. Mm. We used to have Wimpy restaurant. Mm. I don't know if you guys had that there. And then we had Burger King join us. And There, we obviously we got things like KFC and things like that, but we've also got Five Guys.
I was going to ask you if you had Five Guys.
Yeah, we've got Five Guys, and we got other places.
To me, Five Guys, or am I thinking of some? You don't have Steak Shacks, do you? They're called Steak Shacks?
No, I wish we did, because that sounds awesome.
Oh, they're all good. Oh, you know, and of course you don't have Jersey Mike's. That's like a sub or a hoagie. You have, what do you? The long roll sandwiches, Italian hoagies, Italian meats and lettuce, tomato. What do you call them there? If you have them, I mean, we call them hoagies here, or submarines. Some people call them, it's a regional thing, but they're long sandwiches and a long roll. Different kinds of cold cuts.
We just call them subs.
Yeah, subs. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, we have a place called Jersey Mike's from New Jersey. That has franchised out across the country, and we also have Subway. You have Subway there, right?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Subway.
Yeah.
So there you go. So Jersey Mike's is a more expensive and maybe a little better Subway, I think. But what they do that Subway doesn't is they make, I must say, being from Philadelphia, really good Philly-like chicken cheesesteaks. I don't have a steak cheesesteak, so given the choice, I'd rather. I don't eat a lot of red meat, but really good. Really good. They slice the meat real thin. When you have a Philly steak sandwich, it's really thin sliced beef or chicken, whatever you're getting, with onions and melted cheese, marinara sauce, and a real big, real long, all sloppy, and marinara sauce falling out everywhere. Woo!
Wow. That's incredible. That sounds so good. I mean, my taste for food has changed over the years. I used to be one of these people that didn't like a lot of different things and wasn't that adventurous. And then one day, I'll try this. Yeah, I'm going to try this. And it kept growing and snack. I couldn't eat spice back in the day. I just couldn't handle spice. And now I have spice. Not mega hot, I got to say, because I don't like my head blown off. I like to be able to taste all the ingredients in my food. But... there's so many different things, but I'm very much a big fan of Italian food, Mexican food, especially Italian. I mean, who doesn't love things like pizza and pasta dishes and, oh my goodness, my mouth waters. I'm going to be so ravenous by the time I get off this
food.
Show.
Where can I get, maybe because I had turkey last night. Do you have Stauffer's there? Stauffer's is a frozen food. Lasagna and different in the freezer section of your supermarket. They have Stauffer's. I don't know if they distribute to Europe or not. Stauffer's, ring a bell. I know our American.
No, not that I know of.
I bought a big tray, really good lasagna, huge, like party size lasagna they're on sale for $10.
Wow.
Bucks. And you put it in the oven. It takes a long time to cook in the oven. You have to put it in for about an hour and a half, something like that, in the oven total,
Okay.
And so it's just pretty much me. So I, got a great big party, so it's only $10. So I've been nibbling away at this lasagna, having lasagna three times a day for 4 or 5 days now. Party size. It's sitting on top of my stove, covered up. And I just, I guess I'll have another square of lasagna. Okay, breakfast time. Boom. So love the lasagna.
Oh my goodness, lasagna is the best. Have you ever tried?
I love
it. Is it a beef lasagna or a lamb lasagna? Because lamb is
beef.
Quite nice.
I can't eat lamb. I have a hard enough time eating beef, but I think of lamb and I think of the cute little faces and those little, I can't eat lamb.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. I know what you mean.
And what do they call deer? Venice? Dennis? Dennis?
Venison.
Dennis? Dennis? Venison?
Venison.
Venison.
Yeah, venison. Yeah.
Medicine.
I've never tried venison, actually. To be fair, I've not tried rabbit either or goat.
Same here.
Mm.
I had Peking duck a while back in China. You order in advance. You used to in San Francisco. We call this like Peking duck Chinese places that all specialize in it, and you call it in like a day ahead of time. That you want a Peking duck, and they know who you are, and it was amazing. But I don't. I think I've had it twice in my life, and won't have it again because that's another thing. I just can't.
It's quite rich, isn't it? Duck. It's quite rich in flavor.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've heard the same with goat as well, because as you guys may know, our followers on Instagram of the show, over the weekend I went to see the lights being turned on in Cheltenham, and.
In China.
In China. I asked them first. you know, always after China.
You had to go to China.
Yeah, and then I flew all the way over there. I'm tired. By the time I got there, my arms were so tired, you know. But, it was a good night. And my brother-in-law bought a goat curry from a special vendor at the Christmas market. He said, do you want to try this? I was like, no. It looked tempting, but, you know. And I asked him, what does goat taste like? He said, well, it's kind of like lamb. And it's quite rich in flavor because lamb is quite rich. And he said, but it's a bit more, you know, stringy, a bit more tougher. But at the same time, if you cook it a certain way, it just falls apart. And I was like, right, okay. Hmm. I didn't feel very keen on trying it. Yeah, kind of backed off.
We have to have a moratorium against killing lamb and sheep and goats. What do you think, kids?
Yay!
Yeah.
It's a weird one, isn't it? It's like, where do we draw the line with that? Because that's there's so many irate people saying, you know, if you truly love animals, how could you eat them? I understand that argument, but at the same time, you know, I don't know. It's like, how can you love a flower and pick it? You know.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah.
How you love a flower and pick it all the time. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, the great gods, you know, he's one step above that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that.
So from what I'm aware, you're not very much a meat eater. I mean, you do eat meat, but
no.
A lot of it, right? Yeah.
Not very much at all. Very little. I was at one time a vegetarian. I'm going way back.
Yeah.
And I think I may have said this a while back, but I was a vegetarian for a couple of years maybe. And my family is very respectful of it too. Even when I went to holiday dinners and so forth at different, you know, family, my uncles or whatever, and they all had special, you know, platters for me because everybody knew I was a vegetarian, not vegan, you know, but vegetarian. A vegan wasn't a thing back then, I don't think. But anyway, so on the way to school, I was driving to school, and I passed by McDonald's like every day I went. And at that time, they're running this commercial, this TV commercial. I should get here and play the clip. It would be great if I can hit the clip right now, too. Maybe I'll put it in the podcast so you folks listening to the podcast will hear it. But anyway, they're running this big Mac radio commercial, TV commercial, where they said two all beef patties, cheese, lettuce, pickles, onions, all on a sesame seed bun. I can't believe I remember it. Two all beef patties, cheese, pickles, edited all on a sesame bun. Anyway, so and I see it on TV all the time. I guess suggestive selling. See, advertising works. Anyway, so there I'm a vegetarian. I'm driving by this place. The way home from school one day, I broke my vegetarian diet with a Big Mac.
Right, okay.
If you're going to do it,
done it in style.
If you're going to do it, if you're going to do it, do it. And if you're going to do it, you got to do it, you know. But I don't eat a lot of red meat. And also, red meat is not real good for you. You know, I heard, you know, heart, cholesterol, cancer, all these things, you know, from eating too much. I guess eating too much of anything is, you know, it comes right down to it. Like everything, they make something. Then the next thing you know, a month later, too much of this is no good for you. Too much of that, too much of this, too much of that. No, not enough of this, not enough of that. You have too much of this, too much. You know, you walk around baffled. You walk around, what do I eat? What do I not eat after a period of time? You're just like, you know what? Just anything you eat is okay. Just do it in moderation. Just don't eat a lot.
Absolutely. This is very true. And it's hard trying to find that balance, I think, for people, isn't it? With everything. It's like, oh, my goodness. Okay, I've got to balance this. I've got to balance this. Well, it's inconvenient right now. It's easy to grab this. And it's true. Lifestyles can be ridiculously chaotic sometimes. And we do find ourselves sometimes reaching for things we shouldn't reach for. You know, guilty as charged. But, like you said, it's having that balance. It's knowing when to pull back and say, okay, not have this and see if you can replace it. But there's nothing worse, is there? If you've got that real mega craving, that real hankering for something, and it's just like, I really want it. And you just, you know, you grab it and, regret it afterwards. Or not, as the case may be.
You know, just all in all, though, you figure, you're right, though. You figure, you know, you got to have that proper, you know, balance. And I guess in anything when it comes right down to it, because you know, a good diet is good for you. Let's face it.
It did not produce a better life for people.
Well, it did.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've heard a lot about plant-based diets, though, you know. Everybody is suggesting to move more towards them, how they're so much more healthier. I think Oprah Winfrey is a huge advocate for plant-based diets. She did a lot of videos on Instagram and things like that, mm-hmm. showing mm-hmm. them being prepared for her, or her making them herself, what she's eating, and so on and so forth. And it was interesting. She said she started to feel better in herself. A lot of people have said that, actually. And I know a lot of vegetarians feel that way too. Mm-hmm. But I got a friend, and I won't mention his name out of respect, mm-hmm. And he worked with a Chinese herbalist for several years, and they used mm-hmm. to have a lot of people come in for healing. And of course, the mm-hmm. Chinese herbalist would make up these little tinctures and recipes for people to cure their health conditions, and they always did, which was incredible. Mm-hmm. And my friend noticed how after so many years of vegetarians, I think they'd been meat eaters previously, and what they had done is they changed over to a vegetarian diet, and within 10 years of doing so, there seemed to be a pattern within 10 to 15 years that they would start to become sick, because they were cutting out the very thing their body was used to. And over time, the body's kind of like, well, I'm not getting this anymore, I'm not getting the right type of thing from the meats that I was getting before, and started to develop all these health conditions. And he was really surprised by it. It was fascinating to hear that from him. Yeah, yeah, interesting stuff. Yeah.
You know, it's best things.
The main thing is to get plenty of advice.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Dick. We appreciate you stopping in here and giving us your comments here and there. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Do you know? Was it yesterday or was it Saturday? What was yesterday? Sunday. Over the weekend, Saturday, there was a holiday parade in Wisconsin, and a guy escaping a knife fight in an SUV plowed through barricades at like 40 to 50 miles an hour and plowed into the audience, a bunch of kids and a priest and parishioners and people watching a big holiday parade. That kind of Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving week begins to usher in the holiday season here. And I think 6 people were killed, 20 injured.
Oh, my goodness.
This happened over the weekend, Can you imagine taking a kid to a parade, to a Christmas parade? And they thought, did it have anything to do with the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict? Did it, have anything to do with the, terrorism? But it didn't. It had to do with purely a... a guy escaping a conflict, some kind of fight. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, that's so awful to hear.
Yeah. Unbelievable. This week, they predict, is going to be in the United States, North America area, is going to be the most heavily traveled and weekend since pre-COVID, with Thanksgiving typically being the most heavily traveled season or time of the year, more so than Christmas, they're expecting, records to be traveling over this Thanksgiving here. And the weather might be playing havoc. So folks who are listening to the show in North America, who are planning to travel over Thanksgiving, check your weather, check your airlines, check the weather. Go to the internet and pull up aviation weather. Just search aviation weather and put the identifier for the airport code that you're traveling to, and you'll get a really good, accurate, and that means a lot, I think, in weather forecasting. You'll get a really good, accurate forecast as to what the weather is going to be in the region of the country you're visiting and going to. And we wish you safe travels and a great Thanksgiving, no matter what you're doing, who you're spending it with.
Absolutely. Yes.
From us to you all. We really do. Okay, we're done. Bye. No.
That's talking of crazy incidents. I mean, that's probably average in most mm-hmm. places of the world, I guess, but it's not the kind of mm-hmm. thing you want to read when you jump into the mm-hmm. headlines. So one of the stories today was about a couple, a man and a woman, mm-hmm. who were murdered in their own home, and they suspected by two guys, one in his 60s and I think one in his 30s or 40s, it attacked them. But the two children were in the house, bless them, and they were at harm, but they must have witnessed everything. And
what? This has happened?
Yeah. It was in the news today, yeah.
In London? In the UK?
No, it's in... Yeah, in the UK, darling. It's in Somerset, which is south of England. So not far from me, actually. Mm. Not far from where we're located. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. They haven't given any reason as to why the murder took place. But these poor kids, I mean, they must be absolutely beside themselves, distraught from that incident. That was just awful. It's crazy, you know. Actually, there was something... another kind of incident in Somerset recently where this woman killed her husband straight after they ate dinner or washed the dinner table, I think it was. Yeah. So basically, her claim was that she stabbed him with a knife so many times because she'd had enough of him putting her down and belittling her. She just couldn't take any more. And then when the police arrived with the ambulance and everything, she said, yeah, I did it. Yeah, shit. I couldn't take it anymore. I was done with him. You know, I've had enough. I was like, wow, bless. That was just, that shocked me.
Oh, my God.
She just blatantly admitted it, you know. It was, I think some people do, they just get pushed, don't they, mentally and emotionally to breaking point, and they just snap one time, and that's it. You know, they just, that rage, that pure rage just comes out, and they just go for it. But, yeah, that's awful. Oh, go, Boris Johnson. He's taking some flack at the moment. He really is. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really putting him down as usual, but this time he's not looking too good with the way he's presenting himself. So he was doing a speech at CBI, which is the UK's business organization, where, you know, we provide a voice for firms regionally, uh-huh. nationally, internationally, and for policymakers and stuff like that. So he did this speech, right? And he uh-huh. starts talking about a character called Peppa Pig, which is
Pepper
a UK
Okay.
thing. Yeah, Peppa Pig.
Okay,
right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You're aware of Peppa Pig, okay? So it's become huge all over the world. It started in the UK. The BBC denied it. They didn't want it on their channel. But it became huge, and it's like a 6 billion industry. So he uses this as an approach to, you know, let these business people know that, you know, there is a way forward and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, he's bringing up other scenarios and doing impressions uh-huh. of cars and things like that. He was trying to say about the future of the UK moving forward. And the press and everybody got really concerned about him because he then apologized for taking 21 seconds. He had a pause of silence for 21 seconds whilst trying to shuffle his papers around. He basically said, you know, urging people back to office after staying at home because of the whole COVID situation. And he said, there's reasons why Mother Nature does not like working from home. And then he literally went blank. And this was like for 21 seconds, and he started shuffling mm-hmm. his papers and mumbling and said, forgive me, and carried on doing it. And then when he came out, mm-hmm. the press were like, is everything okay? They asked him in the interview, is everything okay? Because, you know, you had a moment there, you took 21 seconds, blah, blah, blah. He said, yes, everything went well. You know, I put across the speech that I wanted to make. I got the vast majority of points made, and I believe everything went well. But it just seems like he's struggling. He's coming across as quite incompetent in mm-hmm. how he's dealing with the chaos of what's happening in the UK. I mean, I wouldn't wish this on any leader that, you mm-hmm. know, resolve this Brexit issue that we've still got going on between us and France.
I know.
And how that's affecting Ireland.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got this COVID thing that we're still trying to come out of, and it's still raging here in many places. So, you know, businesses are struggling. Energy companies are falling out of business because we can't afford to keep up with the gas prices. So being in complete chaos, it takes a toll. It really does take a toll, right? So I don't know if the pressure's getting to him, whether he's actually okay, or whether he's just having a moment like most humans do. So I don't know. But I think everybody's concerned for him because everything's chaotic and not the best decisions are being made regarding various things right now. So I don't know, Andy. I'm a bit concerned for the future of this country, actually, under the rulership of Boris Johnson. And I think, other parties are pushing that as well, that he's not fit to lead anymore. You know, the Labour's shadow chancellor called his speech shambolic. And, you know, no one was laughing at his jokes, that they weren't funny anymore and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think he's really just, I don't know, he's making a mockery of himself and us at the moment, to be fair. So...
Jeez.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I always say that. We'll see how it goes. That's all we can do. But, I mean, come on. I mean,
jeez. You know, that's scary, isn't it? I mean, it's just amazing. It's, you know what's amazing is what we see in our environment has so drastically changed in the past. I'm not just talking about what we've seen here in Trump and his relationship with the world and blah, blah, blah. I'm just in general. It just, maybe because the world's gotten so much smaller with all the media and all the news outlets that are out there that all these things that we're talking about, and, you know, on the show too, have so much more of an impact on the population and our species, really, the people of, you know, wherever we live, you know, as a whole, so much more than they used to in the good old days, you know, the good old days.
Good old age.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the good old age.
Do you know something? I could come visit you.
Sometimes.
You are too quick. I gotta catch up to you, kiddo. excuse me. I can come visit you for like $750. Yeah, $750.
Wow.
I could probably do better.
Oh, that's
than that.
Pretty cool.
It's not bad, is it?
No, that's not bad at all.
Out of Los Angeles, nonstop to Heathrow. What's the difference between Heathrow Airport and Gatwick Airport?
Distance.
Close. Well, thank you very much. We'll be right back after these messages. Now it's time to play. Do you really want to know? Here on the Andy and Mander Show, let's find out. What is the difference between our callers have written us and said the most popular question is, what is the difference? Let me read this right here. Yeah, have the envelope, please. This is the most popular question crossing our desks here in the studio today. Okay, dear producers of the Andy and Mander Show, we would like to know, what is the difference between London Gatwick and London Heathrow Airport?
Well, I mean, they're both just as busy as each other. They're the two biggest major airports. But Heathrow is the country's main and busiest airport.
How about
really
this is from downtown, from London, from the city of London? Is one closer than the other, do you know?
I actually don't know which one is closer, to be fair. Let me have a look online. Let's have a look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, which London airport closer to Amanda Love?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No. Oh. Okay. London Luton. So London Heathrow. Yeah. Heathrow would be the closest. Then Gatwick.
Oh. Heathrow would be. Heathrow's closest.
Yes. In fact, there's like 22 miles difference. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Does that answer your question, Mr. Kimball?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
No, it just... but anyway, so But I got to tell you something, though. That is, even though it seems pretty, I'm just looking at it. Okay, we'll have to close the fly from Los Angeles to London, right? That is not a, before COVID?
Yeah.
I was looking at round trip, Los Angeles to London.
Yeah.
Nonstop coming back and a layover in Phoenix going of $361. Round trip.
Whoa.
Round, not one way, round trip.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh.
And
I'm looking for that fare again.
I'm looking for that fare. Maybe I'm looking, like, what is it in June? Like, go to justfly.com or one of those websites and say, what would it be like in June if I want to just do something? I've also got a tremendous amount of American Airlines miles, you know, for miles, which I rarely use. I don't think I ever really use
them. Wow. Okay.
I never use them. I've got a total of 180,000 miles, something like
Woo!
That.
Woo! Wow, mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Combined credit cards give me 180,000 American miles, something like that. Yeah, it is good. But right now, I was going to – I forget where I was going, actually. Did I go somewhere recently? Didn't I go somewhere? Remember when we did a remote show?
Yes, you did.
I don't remember where I went. Do you remember where I went?
It wasn't New York. Was it? Was it New York?
Was it New York? I don't remember. I think it was.
I think it was.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it was. But I looked at going, using my miles for that, and they were like charging me a ton. I'm not using my, you know, for one way or whatever, for whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, they're charging right now. I mean, the prices are up. Everything, like, they're still trying to make up for COVID, I think, even though they've come down a little bit. They're still way higher than they were before anybody ever heard of COVID.
Right.
They're way up there. And rent-a-car rates are ridiculous right now. I mean, they're absolutely through the roof. Ridiculously crazy. I used to get rent-a-car for $25, $30 a day, $35, even $19 a day. Alamo, that kind of deal, you know. And now rent-a-cars are hundreds a day, you know.
Whoa.
And they've come
down
a little.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, huge. It's come down a little bit. It has come down. But right after, you know, a couple months ago, it was like ridiculous. I mean, absolutely crazy. I mean, to the point where, you know, I could travel. If I used a Lyft for everywhere I needed to go, or Uber or whatever it is, it would have to rent the car. I'm about driving, let somebody else drive, and the fees, all I have to do on this trip, blah, 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 A, B, C, D. Time I'm all said and done, I'm back to the airport on my way home. The amount I would have spent on ground transportation using Lyft and Uber would be as much or less than rent a car. So just let somebody else drive. Use Lyft, you know, wherever I go. Here's to go there, you know, go next door, get a Uber, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Anyway.
That's crazy. Crazy prices. I wondered about that, actually. I did wonder about that.
Yes, not so. Have you used Lyft or Uber? Do you have Lyft or Uber where you are there in Arnica?
We do have Uber.
Where are you again?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And you're in Cheshire.
Gloucestershire. But we have that here. I'm sure we have another service as well. I don't tend to use them very often because, in all honesty, since the whole COVID thing has been crazy here, I haven't really traveled out of town much. And I pretty much walk everywhere. So, you know, it's good for me. Yeah, I make time for that. So it helps me in the process, you know, stay healthy.
You would love it here. I know it's about 34, 40 degrees back east in the East Coast right now, and here we are in Southern California. It's amazing, gorgeous blue sky and green trees and light winds. It's probably 78 Fahrenheit. What's that, 20 something where you are? Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh, so nice. So nice.
The temperature here right now is pretty crazy, darling. It's down to, let me check what it was. We are at 9 degrees, which I believe is 30.
Yeah, it's like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nine.
Okay, so it was going to get down to 32 degrees tonight, which is zero degrees here.
Zero.
Celsius.
Yeah.
So it's very cold. I'm kind of wrapped up again, all snug. Yeah, currently it's 37, but it's going to get down to 32.
No, I'm picturing you all wrapped up and snuggle. I like that.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I did have gloves on at one point. My hands get so cold at this desk.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I
see. No coordination, no nothing.
Nothing.
Yes, pretty much. get so drafty in code, but I think it's where you sat at the desk for quite a while that, you know, eventually your arms, where you're having to lift them up at such a height, you know, your hands just tend to go so cold. So, yeah, for about 20 minutes, I've had gloves on just to get some of heat back in them again. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate being cold in those really freezing temperatures.
It was negative.
Oh,
you
know, negative temperatures, even worse. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm expecting those to come fairly soon. So, we're getting 9-0. I should imagine it will be in the next few weeks because we had ice. I've been waking up to ice outside. So, yes, that was my response when I saw it.
Yeah, that could be a potential hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so, especially black
very
ice.
Very much.
Nasty stuff.
With black ice, what?
Black ice, yeah.
Like, oh.
I dread to think what you actually thought I said.
I don't think about the cold weather and its effect on, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I agree. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's got to be very careful. Like, when, of course, walking and stuff, you tend to slip on the sidewalk, as you guys call it. We call it a pavement over here, the pavement. And where on certain roads, you've got drives, okay? You got these houses next to the road, and they got the drives. So the pavement kind of dips, obviously, to meet the road. And if you walk over those bits, sometimes you go flying on your ass. It's not very funny, and, you know... I've had it happen a few occasions. Actually, it happened to me once when I was at high school, okay? So I got my uniform on, got my skirt, and they have to wear, like, the blazer and the shirt and tie and tights because it was very cold. And so I'm coming around the corner. I'm entering the road that I live on, and my neighbor is approaching. And this neighbor likes to gossip, okay? She's one of these people that gossips. So she's approaching. I'm talking to my friend, and I just look at my friend for a moment. I literally went flying on the ice, legs right up in the air. My skirt came all the way up.
Oh,
and my neighbor's literally just approaching me, and I get up, like, all red in the face. She's like, oh, my goodness, are you okay? I'm like, yes, thank you. And I thought, I'm going to be the talk of the street.
I'd rather enjoy it myself.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I guess that was a shock. That was a shock to the posterior.
Can we talk? Did I tell you? Yes. I mean, I told you this before. I'm going back quite a while ago. I was working in Center City, Philadelphia, on a cold day when it had snowed and the sidewalks were all plowed in Center City, but they're still kind of icy. And so I had to walk a few blocks, and every time I came, and I'm walking with the same group of people, like we're all walking the same direction, you know, whatever, business people and stuff, just walking, you know, Center City, people doing their thing, everybody's walking, you know, group here, group there, and I'm walking down these blocks. Every time we came to a crossroad, a street, a red light, you know, in a downtown, you know, picture Center City area, comes to light, I fell down on my butt. And then I walk, same group, I go to the right next light, and I fall down on my butt again.
Oh, my goodness.
Next light, I fall down on my butt again. I'm with the same people, and they start looking at me. I'm like, whoa! Next block, whoa!
Well, there he goes again.
There he goes again. Every time I came to stop at a cross section, I fell on my butt. God, was I sore that night. Oh, my God. It was I couldn't believe it. It must have been my shoes or something. I don't know, but I didn't want to fall. I didn't mean to fall. But, you know, I try, and I'm the kind of guy who gets very embarrassed in that kind of situation. You know, I get like, whoa, geez, don't mind me, none.
A lot of people do, don't they? They get so embarrassed. I'm one of those people, too, in all fairness. No one likes to fall over and look a fool in front of everybody. Don't exactly go down gracefully, do we? So.
No, it's like,
yeah, I'll laugh at myself for being an idiot.
Yeah, that's what it feels like for sure. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's when you go falling in the mud and you go flat on your face in the mud. That is that's so embarrassing.
Yeah. You know, it is. Oh, it is. Do you have Target stores there? Target, Kmart, Walmart. Do you have Target in the UK?
I know the store you're talking of, but no, we don't have
that particular company here.
What started happening here on Thanksgiving, if you can imagine this, years ago, was they have what's called Black Friday, and Black Friday is this huge supposed day when everything is marked down and people start lining up at department stores at 4 in the morning, sometimes overnight, and camp out to get the amazing, what they call doorbusters or something, the things that are just going on sale for the first couple hours, they're open. And Black Friday, they get people out. You know, literally people lining up. You know, great dinner with their family, and it's time for togetherness and share memories and laugh and warmth with your family and loved ones and friends on Thanksgiving. And here comes industry, commercialism. Everybody get to the store, line up tomorrow morning. You know, doorbusters, Apple, whatever, on sale for whatever, you know. New TV, you know, get this new game, whatever it is. You know, you get the idea. And they start, people start lining up. Well, then after that wasn't bad enough? No. Then they had to start saying, we're opening at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Have your dinner and come to the store, you know.
Oh, so my goodness.
And it wasn't all the employees had to, you know, if you worked there, you know, you may have Thanksgiving plans to spend the night with your family or do whatever you do on Thanksgiving. And you got to go to fucking work at fucking Walmart or whoever it is at you know, 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night, because we're going to have a sale starts Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's disgusting to open like that and expect people to work on that special day.
And even let's say you're not an employee, even to give the opportunity for people who should be, typically would be anyway, enjoying time with their family, friends, loved ones, blah, 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 to stop that, to have to go to a store and wait in line and go shopping because you're doing Christmas shopping. That's when you start Christmas shopping. Day after Thanksgiving, you know, I remember the Thanksgiving Day parade in Philadelphia ends with Santa Claus at the end of the line. I think the Macy's parade does the same. You know, Santa Claus is at the end of the line. It kind of ushers in the Christmas season is here. Woo!
Of course.
And you where do you start that? Well, start at Thanksgiving Day by starting your Christmas shopping with amazing deals. And
my goodness.
I just think that was just so despicably, disgustingly gross.
It is.
You know?
I happen to agree with that. Truly.
You
I
know,
mean,
just,
I
oh.
It's
you
all
get,
about profit.
You know, it'd be one thing if people said, you know what, guess what? You can open up all you want. I'm not going. And if millions of people said, who do you think we are? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing that.
You're a contemptible lowlife of talking this.
Right, you know what I mean?
And they won't, will they? Because they don't want to miss out. And that's the problem. It's just the problem with the advertising world, whether it's a beauty product or whatever it is, they just don't want you to miss out. They make you feel like you shouldn't miss out. And therefore, that whole psychology begins. And it's like, oh, yeah, let's get in there nice and we get something really good for everybody else. And it's just really?
So guess what Target's doing?
Same.
They're cooking dinner for everybody. No. Come here and eat. Come here and eat. No, Target is no longer going to participate with Thanksgiving Day hours.
Wow.
They're stopping forever. The CEO of the company said they had to do it last year for COVID, obviously. Nobody's open last year, right? COVID. Target hopefully will be the first to fall in line. I haven't heard anything else about anybody else, but Target will not be opening on Thanksgiving Day forever. Permanent decision. Never going to do it again. They did it before COVID. They're not doing it anymore. And wow, I'm proud of Target. And it's a huge like Kmart type of store, you know, Walmart, probably the step above maybe. But that's the type of store it is, you know. And they're not going to be opening on Thanksgiving. And I think kudos to Target.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah,
Target
that's
just
incredible.
Won a free ad on our show. We'll have to go ahead and make a free ad.
They're worthy of that, I think, after hearing
I
that.
So.
Because there's a lot of companies out there just, you know, they just want in. They want bigger profits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, screw all the workers that have to go in and do these things. And, oh, man. I'm so happy to hear that. Well done, Target.
Cool. Yeah, isn't it good? So, Amanda.
Yes.
What kind of cell phone do you have?
I have the Apple iPhone.
No, which one? Which one?
I'm stuck with the same one I've had for several years now because, you know, I'm one of these people that won't necessarily upgrade unless I really need to.
Yeah. What do you have, an 8? Do you know which one it is?
I have the 8 plus.
Eight plus. It's a nice phone, actually. I'm not an Apple person, but that's a nice phone. So what's happening now is I've been a Samsung person. The reason why I'm the only one in my family who is not Apple. And when I lost my phone years ago, I remember, you know, going back when Apple 4 or 5 was out, one of my daughters had a Apple 4 that she upgraded from. So she said, hey, Dad, here, you know, until you get a new phone or find yours, here, use this one, activate this one.
Yeah.
So I lived with an Apple 4 for several months. And I, after being Samsung and Android world, and to then confining to the world of Apple, everything is the Apple way, and that little box you have to live in for Apple, I just couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. You know, I just like, you know what? I mean, it's a great phone. You know, they have great apps. They have great, you know, what they do is real good, but it's all within their world, all within where Android and Samsung phones and blah, blah, blah. The whole world is a full possibility. You can do anything the way you want to do it, anything.
Yes.
And anything is possible. It's not just limited to the Apple way. And, oh, Apple's not supporting that anymore. Sorry, you've got to buy a new hardware. Oh, really?
Oh,
so,
wow.
So here's what's happening. Yeah. I have what's called a Samsung Note. Which model do I have? Note 8, even though they have a couple other advanced ones. I had a Note 5, and I got a Note 8. That's with the stylus. I can make quick notes and stuff like that. It's a great phone.
Yeah, I know the phone. Yeah.
So now they're coming out with a Note. They didn't have a Note 21. They had the Galaxy 21, which has the best camera in the world. If you're into having cameras part of your phone, for me, I guess I shouldn't talk. I take a lot of pictures. I didn't used to before. I used to think a phone is for a phone. What is all this bullshit? Give me a phone. I want a phone.
Yeah.
Period. You know, if I want a camera, I'll buy a camera.
Yeah.
So the Galaxy 21 came out with supposedly the most amazing phone there is. Now they're going to have. Then they have the folds, these wide phones that fold up into a little square, and you unfold them, and it's like a widescreen TV in your palm. It's like a big, I don't know how big the dimensions are, but they call the Samsung Fold. And
my sister
how'd she like it?
Oh, she loves it. It's not the newest one that's just come out. It's the one just before it. But it's also, there's two models of the older one. So there's the one that kind of opens up like a book and it's elongated. And then you've got the other one that actually folds up like it's a little square in your hand.
Yeah.
So she's got the one that's a little square. I think it's the Flip V or something like that.
Yep.
It's an amazing little phone. I love it.
I
saw it and I was just so impressed by it. Really was. Apparently it's... the screen, because obviously it folds, it's kind of soft to touch because obviously it has to have that bend in it. And apparently the newer one is a much improved screen. So you can quite easily make these little dents on the slightly older one, which my sister has. But they're not enough to notice any difference when you're looking at pictures or what you're actually doing on the phone. And I think it's about 280,000 folds that you can have using the phone. And apparently that will last you a long time unless you're one of these people who's constantly opening and closing their phone like, I don't know, tons of times a day, then that might lead to a shorter lifespan for the screen. But it's a pretty good phone. I was quite impressed.
I saw it, and I was to a Samsung store a while back and saw the new ones they're making, and they open up, you know, the ones that open up like a book. The screen on that is phenomenal. I mean, you open it up and it's like you have a movie theater screen in your palm. I mean, it's like incredible. I'd probably lose mine because they fold up as a little square. You know, they fold up a little thing, put in your pocket. You know, I don't know. But that's too much work for me to, you know, put up the fold. I don't want to take my phone. I got to unfold it and all this crap. I don't really know how it all works. Maybe if you're not going to use the big screen, you can use them when they're miniature. I really don't know enough about them. But here's what I do know, that Note 22 is coming out, and they're going to have a camera in the stylus. Can you imagine what you can do with that? No, excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It's a good moment. Oh, my goodness. Yes, the mind boggles.
I mean,
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see that being a problem.
But anyway, I think they're going to put the camera on it, the same camera as the S21 has, which will make it an amazing. Plus, I love the stylus.
Whoa.
It's so versatile. It does so many things. The new stylus is you can even work on the present one, which is the Note, what do they have, the Note 12, I think it is now or something. But anyway, you can actually operate the camera on your phone remotely from your stylus pen, you know. Right. But it's very cool. You know, you're with somebody, a group of people, somebody gives you your number, whatever. You take out your phone, your stylus, boom, your phone doesn't have to be on. You can write on the screen, hit save, boom, and get it later. It's very
wow.
cool. For me, it doesn't work too well because I can't read my own writing. So, you know, anyway, you know, but and but here's what we're about to announce here, which has already been announced. Some people might know it, some people may not. Elon Musk,
yes,
is going to be releasing the Tesla Pi. It ain't a car. Guess what it is?
A Tesla Pi.
It's a phone. The Tesla
phone.
The Tesla phone. SpaceX is coming out with a phone that's going to work on the satellites in space for internet access at over 200 bytes per second or whatever it is, you know, the highest, greatest, fastest thing. It's going to be compatible with your Tesla car. It's going to be – the screen resolution is going to be better than anything else out there. All the apps and how it works, and it's going to be tied into a neural network, so it's going to be able to talk to your brain when
oh my goodness! Does it actually get up and come to you though if you left it over the other side of the room?
It will.
Cool.
Yeah. And remember this too: the Tesla is also coming out with a robot, you know, soon that'll be tied into the neural network as well. It's going to be like a human type thing with a flat, with this flat, almost like a Tesla screen where the face would be. And
oh my
it'll do
goodness!
Every, it'll it'll do.
That's kind of scary. Scary.
It would, you know, it would do almost everything for you. But
it's going down very rapidly, really rapidly.
Yeah,
Oh my goodness! Where is this going? Oh,
it almost
not
do
you,
anything
Andy.
For you. you know,
not the
conversation, you know, the robots. They're coming out of the Tesla plant. These robots are going
to
be.
The secret is big deal. It takes 3 minutes, get him an orgasm, then go to sleep.
Yeah. These robots are going to be. Do you remember a Woody Allen movie? I forget which one it was. Was it Annie Hall? I think I forget which Woody Allen. And they had the Orgasmatron.
Oh my goodness! No, I don't know of that.
So funny. In the movie, leave it to Woody Allen. Only Woody Allen. You know how you walk into stores and so forth? They have you drop a quarter in wherever it is, and you get your pictures taken and stuff. You know, you go into the funny photo booth, right? Well, in stores, you know, commonly around society, and you know, walk in next to the photo thing would be an orgasm machine. You put the quarters in, you walk in.
No.
It's called the orgasm.
No. Wow.
I forget which one. It was so funny, and you know, Woody Allen's touch of it was so because it was kind of like a stab at the, you know, technology and the booths, and you know, little did he know what was ahead back then when he put that movie together. I think it was Annie. I could be very wrong. Annie Hall. I should look that one up. Orgasmatron, Woody Allen. Let me see what happens. Put that in the old search index. That's the Orgasmatron. Orgasmatron? Huh. I don't know. Woody Allen. Oh my God! I did that search. All these things come up. Scientists say sex tips are coming soon. Electronic machine.
Oh wow!
Taken from the 1973 Woody Allen Sleeper. That's the movie Sleeper. I'm wrong. Sleeper was the movie. Is under development by a North Carolina doctor who is modifying a spinal cord stimulator to produce pleasure in women.
What?
We're going to have to follow up on this. I think it's a good, we're about out of time, so that's a great way to leave the show because it gives us something we can look forward to on Wednesday.
Yes.
Hope everybody had a great weekend, and this is a fun conversation Amanda and I have. This is the Andy and Amanda Show. You know, coming up, this is Thanksgiving week here in North America, and you know, hope everybody, if you're traveling, doing anything, celebrating the holiday with friends, hope you have a good time, safe one, fun time. We're back here Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, whatever time that is, wherever you are in the world, because I know we have an international audience on the show, and we have a fun time doing it. So, Amanda.
We do. Yes.
Get us out of here.
Okay, so on behalf of Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, thank you for joining us for another awesome show. You're amazing. And join us again on Wednesday. It's going to be lots of fun, as usual. Okay, take care of yourself. Keep smiling. As usual.
As usual.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Gazing into your eyes, I feel you are there. I want you to know that I'm here. There you are. Hey, you.